Here may men see a humble, wise accord. Thus hath she take her servant and her lord, servant in love and lord in marriage. Then was he both in lordship and servage. Servage? Nay, but in lordship above, since he has both his lady and his love, his lady certes, and his wife also, the which that law of love accordeth to. And when he was in this prosperity, home with his wife he goes to his country, not far from Pedmark, there his dwelling was, whereas he lives in bliss and in solace. Who could tell but he had wedded be the joy, the ease, and the prosperity that is betwixt a husband and his wife? A year and more lasted his blissful life, till that the night of which I speak of thus, that of Carud was cleped Arviragus, shop him to go and dwell a year or twain in England, that cleped was eke Britain, to seek in arms, worship, and honour, for all his lust he set in such labour, and dwelled there 2 years. The book says thus. Now will I stint of this Arviragus, and speak I will of Dorigen, his wife, that loves her husband as her heart's life. For his absence weepeth she, and sigheth, as do these noble wives, when them liketh. She mourneth, waketh, waileth, fasteth, plaineth, desire of his presence her so distraineth, that all this wide world she set at naught. Her friends, which that knew her heavy thought, comfort her in all that ever they may. They preach in her, they tell her night and day, that causeless she slays herself, alas. And every comfort possible in this case they do to her with all their busyness, all for to make her leave her heaviness. By process, as you know in every one, men may so long graven in a stone, till some figure therein imprinted be. So long have they comforted her, till she received hath by hope and by reason the imprinting of their consolation. Through which her great sorrow gan assuage. She may not always dure in such rage. And eke Arviragus, in all this care, has sent her letters home of his welfare, and that he will come hastily again, or else had this sorrow her heart slain. Her friends saw her sorrow gan to slake, and prayed her on knees for God's sake to come and roman in their company, a way to drive her dark fantasy. And finally she granted that request, for well she saw that it was for the best.